But did you have a name for people who are on the payroll? Sometimes you're in the city who are on the payroll and don't do anything. Ever heard a name for that kind of? Is there a special name for that kind of person?
I don't know what the
slave is for.
I know what I would call
them. You ever heard them call a payroller or a lackey or anything like that?
I heard them called lackeys, but not because of just sitting on the payroll, you know, for other reasons, which I can't describe at this time because I don't quite remember them.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask you some different kinds of questions. Mm-hmm. Now, other than corporate names, what are some of the large food stores and shopping centers called?
Like malls?
Mm-hmm. Where do you usually buy your groceries?
At a grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Any particular one? Or?
Not particularly. Mm-hmm. I try to get as whatever I can get most economically.
Look through the papers, ads.
Oh, yes. And go and shop mm-hmm. for a month mm-hmm. or possibly more.
What do you call these smaller stores that... Oh, they stay
specialty
open.
Shops?
Well, these are mostly concentrated on food, but they stay open most of the night.
Convenience
stores. Mm-hmm. And what about a small store? It's not a big chain grocery store, but sometimes you might have it in the neighborhood, and they sell
independent groceries.
Mm-hmm. Just ever call it a neighborhood store or something like that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Those are about run out of business by the convenience store.
Right. Uh-huh.
What about a store which
and
you
chains.
Might you might shop for special foods like cooked meats or vegetable salads and expensive prepared foods and maybe in this store not only could you shop for these expensive prepared foods but they might have a few tables and you could get sandwiches and so forth.
Shops and delicatessens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of thing. Let's see, we've talked about some of the kinds of things you use in the kitchen, haven't we? You mentioned things like frying pans and microwave ovens
and
all that kind of thing. you mentioned doing your laundry. If you don't do your laundry at home, where do you usually take it to do your washing and drying?
I would imagine to a rack washateria.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Now, so most women now don't sweep. They use what?
A vacuum.
Mm-hmm. And what's the thing you have to put in there to replace every so often?
Okay.
And let's see, another kind of utensil you might have. Sometimes machines people have at home, they reduce the bulk of garbage or trash. You
know? A trash compactor.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, you usually put your garbage out in a...
In a trash can.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever seen the... There have been very large containers behind stores, big metal things, and the truck comes up and can pick the whole thing up and dump it.
Dumpster dump.
Yeah. And there's a dumpster, yeah.
Right.
Whoever made that had
the truck.
Had a tongue twister, yeah. And let's see. The man who, runs a funeral home is usually called
a mortician.
Mortician. Mm-hmm. And
a godfather as well.
A godfather. Yeah, I've never heard that. That's a strange.
Oh, right.
The guess is godfather. That's a strange name. I never.
You haven't heard of a godfather?
Mm-mm. Not as a not an undertaker and godfather.
No. I said my godfather was one. He was one. He's dead. His wife was a mortician. Is a mortician, yeah.
Well, he must have been, was he involved with Ross Clayton?
Mm-mm. Lee's.
Lee's.
Right. He was my godfather. His wife, Frisette, mm-hmm. who now is the owner and runner of it, mm-hmm. is a mortician too. Mm-hmm. And that is a job that I could never conceive of as for a female. I would like to have gone into medicine too, probably.